KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. Just a few sprinkles outside the KJAN studios. We look for variably cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, and then again later this afternoon, a high around 87. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In local news, the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board met Monday evening during a regular session with Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm updating the members on various ongoing projects and summer programs. Stasselm said a search for someone to fill the part-time position of the park foreman has ended, and the quality of responses was less than he expected.
I had some poor application going in. People weren't following instructions on giving your resume and cover letter. Some didn't have a cover letter. Some had a cover letter addressed to a different employer. Moms applying for their kids.
He said, fortunately, longtime city employee Ron Flory, who has worked as an operator at the wastewater treatment plant for over 35 years, expressed an interest in the park foreman position.
We know Ron Flory within the city. He's worked for wastewater since he was in high school. He also takes on a lot of the, helps out with some of the abatement stuff going on in town. But he was very interested in the job. He wants to stay within the city, but wanted to be out of wastewater.
Stasselm said with the poor quality of resumes for the position and Flory willing to step away from his wastewater treatment plant duties, he closed the position to any further applicants and talked with the city attorney Mark Bosworth, city administrator John Lund, and city clerk Barb Barrick, all of whom agreed that Flory would be a perfect fit for the job.
So he is going to be transferring over to Parks for the park foreman position, taking quite a big pay cut, but he's not a need for money or anything like that, so everything's still part-time, still $15 an hour.
He said that while Flory is overqualified for the position, he's going to be a fantastic addition to the department. Stasselm said Flory is highly organized and safety conscious. He'll start July 1st and average out to 1,500 hours per year. In other business, Stasselm said work continues on the Schulberg Recreation Area shelters. One is up but does not have a roof yet thanks to the stifling heat recently and humidity. They hope to install that soon. The other, West Shelter, is being constructed with the concrete pads having been poured, including an ADA accessible pathway. The columns are in place, and within a couple of weeks, he says the roof will be installed and electrical hookups ready by no later than July 13th, weather permitting. Also, work on the east side playground at Schulberg will continue as weather allows, and there has been more participation in summer children's programs this year, he said, including tennis and the swim team. There are six softball teams, and the pickleball courts at Sunnyside are all very active on the weekends, according to Stasselm. He said also attendance is up at the Sunnyside pool. The number of passes sold are up, which are measured in family and single units, and concessions are up. Revenue since the pool opened are at $15,000, which is remarkable, according to Stasselm, considering the short amount of time it's been available for use since the season opened just a few short weeks ago. A woman from Shelby County suffered injuries to her lower extremities during a single vehicle accident Sunday morning northwest of Lewis. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 40-year-old Jennifer Peterson of Harlan was injured in the accident that happened around 10:10 a.m. Sunday near 540th Lane and Lansing Road. Peterson was traveling east on Lansing Road in a 2000 Ford F-150 pickup when, for reasons unknown, the vehicle left the road and entered the ditch where it flipped over. Peterson was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital for treatment. Damage to her pickup was estimated at around $5,000. Deputies cited Peterson for failure to maintain control. The Cass County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Lewis Rescue and Lewis First Responders, along with medevac ambulance. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday also there were four recent arrests. Last Friday, 24-year-old Alex Lee Please of Audubon was arrested on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Please was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $5,000 bond. Also arrested Friday was 49-year-old Robin Renee Vinzant of Atlantic on a Polk County warrant. Vinzant was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day to authorities from Polk County. On June 13th, 27-year-old Michelle Lee Doherty of Atlantic was arrested in Cass County on a charge of possession of meth first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Doherty was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on her own recognizance. On June the 12th, 45-year-old William Michael Cook of Stockton, Alabama, was arrested in Cass County for OWI first offense. He was also arrested at the same time by Atlantic Police on a charge of assault with bodily injury. Cook was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $2,000 bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports five people were arrested over the past week. 18-year-old Drew Darren Steckelberg of Adair was arrested June 12th for domestic abuse assault first offense. And authorities say Steckelberg allegedly punched his father in the back during a verbal argument, and after his father asked him to leave, he was released from the Adair County Jail on the following day on a $300 cash or surety bond. At around 1 p.m. on June the 12th, 26-year-old Haley Nicole Hamler of Knoxville was arrested at the Marion County Jail on an Adair County felony warrant for violation of probation. Hamler was released June 15th on a $2,000 cash bond. On June 13th at around 1:15 a.m., 36-year-old Andrea Lee Kimball of West Des Moines was arrested on I-80 in Adair County for OWI second offense. She was taken into custody after she displayed signs of intoxication to a deputy who had stopped to help her when her vehicle ran out of gas. Kimball was released from custody later that same day on a $200 cash bond. Just before midnight, June 14th, 33-year-old Derek Wayne Bud Pickrell of Fontenelle was arrested on Adair County warrants for failure to appear on original charges of driving while barred, violation of probation, and driving while barred. His cash bond was set at $6,000. And 28-year-old Matthew David Alusi of Orient was arrested June 15th for public intoxication after he was found laying on the floor of the old hotel lobby in Greenfield at around 11:35 p.m. on the 15th. After Greenfield police woke the man up, they detected a strong odor of alcohol coming from him. Alusi was released from custody the following afternoon on an $800 cash or surety bond. Officials at the Shelby County Sheriff's Office say as the result of a traffic stop at around 12:30 a.m. on Friday, 26-year-old Crystal Jean Oliver of Harlan was arrested on multiple charges, including OWI, prohibited acts, three counts of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and open container. Oliver was transferred to the Shelby County Jail and later released on a $1,000 bond. Friday afternoon, 67-year-old Terry Lynn Cox, the former Shelby County Administrator, turned himself in to the Shelby County Sheriff's Office. Cox had a warrant as a result of an ongoing investigation by the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation. He was being charged with theft in the first degree, a Class C felony, felonious misconduct while in office, a Class D felony, and tampering with records. Cox was booked into the Shelby County Jail without incident, and after posting the $5,000 cash bond, was released from custody with a future court appearance required. On June 14th, 21-year-old Brandon William Henderson of Audubon was arrested by Shelby County deputies on an outstanding warrant for violation of probation in the District Court of Shelby County. Henderson was transported to the Shelby County Jail without incident and remained held on a $5,000 cash or surety bond as of yesterday. Saturday night, 27-year-old Brandon Meyer of Harlan was arrested as the result of a traffic accident. Meyer was charged with OWI, reckless driving, and failure to maintain control. He was brought to the Shelby County Jail and held originally under a $1,300 cash or surety bond. The following morning, Meyer was released on his own recognizance with a future court date in Shelby County. And Sunday morning, Shelby County deputies arrested 31-year-old Justin Michael Lavelle of Irwin. Lavelle was charged with domestic abuse assault causing injury, trespass, criminal mischief in the fifth degree, and obstruction of emergency communications. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and later released on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.